Good morning. This is Kiplin Primus with the Local Take Health segment on the WCLK Public Affairs Block. U.S. Congressman David Scott represents Georgia's 13th District in Washington. This district runs from Smyrna in the north, around the perimeter west, and to the south side, including Douglasville, Jonesboro, and Riverdale. He's currently serving his sixth term. Coming up on Saturday, August 16th, at Mundy's Mill High School, he will be hosting his 10th annual health fair. Thanks for joining us today to talk about the health fair, Representative Scott. This has become a major event in the community. Why did you start it, and what are the goals for this year's event?
Well, the reason I started was because, number one, health care is by far our most important need. I mean, you could have the greatest job, you could have every other thing in the world coming to you, but if you don't have your health and your family's health, then it's not as good. The other reason is that in Georgia particularly, we live in the stroke belt. The other reason is that there's so much more we can do just for getting information out early and getting early exams. Breast cancer is the leading cancer cause of death for African-American women. The reason for that is because of the lack of early detection. And we started this based upon getting help for African-American women. We had too many of them dying and not getting the help they need. And you can just imagine anybody in your family, you can name somebody who's had that breast cancer. So that was the foundation. We got in and we got started. My wife had breast cancer. We survived that. My mother, so many. And I said, when I got to Congress, we were going to start this health fair. We partnered with Dr. Rosbart Phillips, who's a noted breast cancer surgeon. We got with the Morehouse School of Medicine, Grady Hospital, Emory Hospital, and all Southern Regional Hospital, and we started there. So each year, and this year it will be, as always, at Mundy's Mill High School in Jonesboro in Clayton County on August the 16th, Saturday. And please get there early, 9, 8 o'clock in the morning, so we can go. We'll have prostate exams, PSA for the prostate exams, and, of course, the breast exams. And let me add, not only the breast exams, but we will have the mobile mammogram units there, so that if Dr. Phillips or her crew can find any problem, then we go right to the mammogram unit, and then we can save lives right there. And every year we save lives. We have the cholesterol, we have the diabetes, we have free dental health care, and all of this is free. And I said, how can you bring down the cost of health care? What better way of doing it than every single year? People in Atlanta, Georgia know, if you don't have insurance, if you can't get that care, that every year you can come to Mundy's Mill High School in Clayton County to Congressman David Scott's health fair and get checked for absolutely everything. And we have some wonderful partners. Alzheimer's disease is moving rapidly. 120,000 people in Georgia are living with it. But we're making great gains on that. So this year, we're also adding a special feature for our veterans.
We want
every veteran to understand that to please come to Mundy's Mill High School, because we will have the VA there. I am bringing the Veterans Administration into the community. We will have the director of the hospital, Dr. Wiggins, there. We will have the director of the benefits unit, which has all those wait lists. We want to make sure that every veteran that has any problem, any trouble with getting their benefits or getting appointments or whatever, as you know, that's in the news now. We just passed a law up here today to help our veterans. We're getting $17 million in added resources. But the point is, we have got to get word to our veterans. And many of them had difficulties. So that's why I'm having the VA at the school. So every veteran that's had problems, and many of us have veterans in our families suffering from PTSD, many of them coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with these long wait lines, come to the school where I will be and the VA people will be, They will be there even with their VA mobile vet center to help veterans with mental health issues, particularly involving PTSD. The other thing we're having there will also be they're very instrumental in making sure that we get monies out to help struggling homeowners. We have what we call the hardest hit program. They call it Home Safe, where we brought $339 million to Georgia. You can get up to 24 months of free mortgage assistance for 24 months if you qualify, if you had a catastrophic health illness, if you've lost a loved one who was paying and helping pay on that mortgage and no longer there. Whatever your circumstances are, we can find a way to help you. Well, the Department of Community Affairs will be there, who works on this mortgage assistance program. So again, it's at Mill High School. On Fayetteville Road in Jonesboro, Clayton County, 2 weeks from Saturday. It's going to be August the 16th at that school, Saturday, August the 16th. And please get there around 9 o'clock. The early bird gets the worm. And we'll have free cholesterol exams, blood pressure gets checked, and also all that what he said. Another one is the AIDS epidemic. Now, this is an issue that we've got to be bold enough to understand. We have HIV ratcheting through our community, but we can solve that. So we partner with AID Atlanta very discreetly. Folks will be able to come in and get checked for it. And if there's some connection to that, and if you have a trace of that, no need to get fearful, because we have medicines now. We have drugs in which you can live. All you got to do is look at Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson's been living a long time with it. So we don't have to be. We have to understand that we're making great gains in it. And then under the health care laws, a pre-existing condition, so that you can qualify for health insurance if you know you've got that. So the point is, you got to come and see about yourself. And under one roof, you can come and see about your health and get checked for every kind of disease, from diabetes to prostate to cancer. Have your children and everybody come in for dental exams, because so many of our illnesses start with our children when they ain't getting their teeth right. I mean, you can have a stroke and brain disease just from an abscess tooth. So, I mean, there's so much knowledge. And an ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. And as I always say, you got to prepare for the storm before the hurricane is raging. Get in and get examined. Don't feel well. Don't let the fact that you ain't got no health insurance solve it. That's why this is there, and it is free. And again, I want to emphasize our veterans. And everybody under the sound of my voice knows David Scott's been hammering about veterans and getting us in there and getting them treated right.
So, Representative Scott, this kind of started out as an event for women with a focus on women. Yes. And we know in most communities, women kind of lead the charge for health care. But you have brought it full by having the PSA exams for men in the community, AID Atlanta for men in the community, and then bringing the VA on board to help veterans.
Yes.
So we want everyone to know that this is a family event.
Yes.
And as you were saying, prevention is really where it's at. Because if you get help before things get bad, things are usually better. The outcome is usually better.
Yeah, and I could not have said it better. Thank you so much. I mean, you put it in a nutshell right there. The Lord provides a way. I mean, and he has blessed me to be in this position as United States Congressman. And I'm using my position here in Washington to bring resources to the people. And what better resources can you bring to have? We're going to have Sisters for Choice there. We're going to have AID Atlanta there. We're going to have Emory University Hospital there. We're going to have the Radiotherapy Clinics of Georgia. We're going to have the Alzheimer's group who will be there, the Alzheimer's Research Center that will be there. We will have Vision Check, and as I mentioned, the Grady Health System, the American Heart Association, many, many, many more. This is not just a function of David Scott. This is a function of the total community coming together. It has grown tremendously. It's located very easily for everybody to get at. That's why we have it at the same place every year. And the thing about it is that people know, well, I can go to this place, and I know every year I can get checked for all of this. So even if you don't have a doctor and you don't have the things, and then under the same roof, since we're getting everybody to come see about their health and get all of these checked out. Yeah, I mean, diabetes is a silent killer. You need to know what the symptoms are. Yeah, blood pressure, that leads you to strokes. And I might add, there are people who have been there, and their blood pressure is up above 240, 230. That's in Strokeville. But we have Clayton Regional Hospital right there that have sent ambulances right there to the school and have taken people in. Every health fair, which makes me feel so good knowing, and I say this proudly, we're doing God's work. Because when you bring resources here and you're able to save a human life or several human lives, make people live longer so they can continue to do God's will on earth here, man, you can't ask for anything better than that.
So, Congressman Scott, you've been doing this event for now. This is the 10th anniversary, 10 years.
Yes, ma'am.
It has grown. You've brought in more vendors, more healthcare providers, more testing. What have you learned about your constituents in doing this over the last 10 years?
Well, what I've learned about my constituents is, number one, great love. They, you know, love is an extraordinary thing. And first of all, you got to love yourself. And then secondly, you love your family. And when my constituents come, they're showing that great love. And when you show love for yourself and your family, then you're doing that first love, which is loving the Lord, your God, with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And as anybody knows who reads the scripture, that is the first thing. And then, right behind that, is love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what we do with the health fair. And that's what my constituents have grown into being. And when you come there, there is a spirit there at Monday's Mill High School. I'm telling you, it's one of the most unique experiences. And I love it every year. Because like I say, when you come there to Monday's Mill High School for a health fair, everybody leaves going out of there stronger, healthier, and happier than when they came in.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event. We've got to have the VA administration on hand, so veterans and the family need to be there. Free screenings for prostate, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, even mental health and Alzheimer's. You've got vision and dental as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all taking place on Saturday, August 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Monday's Mill High School on Fayetteville Road in Jonesboro, Georgia. And it's Congressman David Scott's 10th annual health fair.
Yes, and please remember our veterans. There are people who know that. Maybe not enough veterans who are listening, but your listeners may know a veteran who's having trouble, or veteran we're not able to reach. So many of them, we have that. But this is why. And I just ask people, our veterans have done so much for us. Well, if they need help, and they haven't had difficulties or wait lists or all of that, listen, let me tell you something. We've had an average of 6,000 veterans committing suicide every year because they're frustrated and they can't get the help that they need. Well, David Scott is bringing the VA into the community, and I just hope the community will get the word out. If you know a veteran, send them to the Monday's Mill High School Saturday, August 16th from 9 to 2 p.m., and just ask for David Scott. I'll make sure, and we're going to have, like I said, the heads of the benefits and the administration, the VA, where you have those wait lines, and the director of the hospital itself.
So veterans, family members, men, yeah. women, children, everyone go out to Mundy's Mill High School on Saturday, August 16th. You'll see Representative David Scott. And for more information, including a complete list of free screenings, speakers, healthcare providers, you can visit davidscott.house.gov or call David Scott's office at 770-210-5073. Representative Scott, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, and thanks so much for continuing to bring these resources back to the community.
Well, I can't say thank you enough to 91.9 and WCLK. You guys, we really appreciate it. We could not do this without our media friends helping get the word out. So I thank you, and God bless you. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday, August 16th at Mundy's Mill High School in Jonesboro in Clayton County. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Representative Scott. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.